إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، I welcome all of you and I'm going to share with you something tonight. As in Saturdays we have general talks, alhamdulillah, general lectures of different topics. The topic of tonight is a very extreme, if a very important one. And I selected from the talk from our noble mashayikh, one of the noble mashayikh of our time, our noble Shaykh Al-Walid, Al-Allama, Al-Muhaddith, Abi Muhammad Rabi' ibn Hadi, Al-Madkhal, Hafidhahu Allah Ta'ala, wa matta'ahu bis-sihha wal-afiyah, wa ghafara lahu wa liwalidayhi wa lil-muslimina wal-muslimat. First of all, this talk is about the taqwa. The talk that I took this part or portion from is about the taqwa. At-taqwa wa atharuha wa awsaf al-muttaqin wa jaza'uhum. It's a long talk, but it's a very, very beneficial talk. Taqwa, its effect, the qualities and the descriptions of the muttaqun, and the reward that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared for them. Inshallah, another time because this talk will demand from us a series, like 3 days in a row. One of those days, inshallah, if we have that, we can give you that. And it is from the book of the Shaykh, Al-Majmu' al-Ra'iq min al-Wasaya wa-Zuhdiyat wa-Raqa'iq. I went to the end of the book, of this talk actually, at the end of it, when the Shaykh gave some very important advices on how to choose carefully your friends. كيف تختار الصديق؟ Choosing your friends carefully. This is the title I want to give to. Keep in mind the source, once again, this is a talk by our noble Shaykh Al-Allama Rabi' ibn Hadi Al-Madkhali Hafidhullah, that he gave about taqwa, the importance of taqwa. And Allah has mentioned it in the Quran in so many ayats. And also the description and the qualities of the muttaqun that Allah has prepared for them, gardens of paradise and the like. I'm going to take it from when the Shaykh, he was bringing ayats from the Quran, many ayats Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talk about the muttaqin and what Allah has prepared for them, the bliss of gardens of paradise. He mentions so many ayats, and from them is this ayat from Surah Al-Dukhan, the ayat 51 to 56, chapter 44. And this ayat, قال الله سبحانه وتعالى إن المتقين في مقام أمين في جنات وعيون يلبسون من سندس وإستبرق متقابلين كذلك وزوجناهم بحور عين يدعون فيها بكل فاكهة آمنين لا يذوقون فيها الموت إلا الموتة الأولى ووقاهم عذاب الجحيم. Translation of these ayats in English from the Noble Quran. Verily the muttaqun, usually it's translated as the pious. Verily the muttaqun will be in place of security, paradise, among gardens and springs, dressed in fine silk and also in thick silk, facing each other. So it will be, and we shall marry them to hoor, fair females with wide, lovely eyes. They will call their end for every kind of fruit in peace and security. They will never taste death their end, except the first death of this world. And He, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will save them from the torment of the blazing fire. The Shaykh, he says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayat says, إِنَّ الْمُتَّقِينَ فِي مَقَامٍ أَمِينٍ. Verily the muttaqoon, and they are those, as the Shaykh, when he explained the taqwa in the beginning and brought the statements of the ulama, the muttaqoon, they are those who act upon the commands of Allah to the best of their abilities. They stay away from the prohibitions. They do righteous deeds. These are the muttaqoon. Not just someone who says, yeah, he's muttaqoon, taqoon. Those who act upon the commands of Allah. Stay away from the prohibitions. As commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So verily the muttaqoon will be in a place of security, paradise. قَالْ فِي مَقَامٍ آمِنٍ لَيْسَ فِي خَوْفٍ. Those who in this life, they were serious, they were sincere, they were righteous and obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore they act upon the commands of Allah and the commands of His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that's what the Shaykh says in the beginning of the talk, right away. And they stay away from the prohibitions, and they turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with forgiveness, and with repentance, and the like. They will be in a place of security. No fear. Unlike in this life, there is fear and this. No, they will be placed in paradise. A place of security, no fear. وَلَا أَسْبَابَ الْخَوْفِ. There is no means that leads to fear. وَلَا يُوجَدُ قَلَقْ. They will never have to worry about anything in paradise. إِنَّمَا هُوَ اطْمِئْنَانٌ وَأَمْنٌ وَاسْتِقْرَارٌ وَهُدُوءُ نَفْسٍ وَرَاحَةُ بَالٍ وَجَنَّةُ نَعِيمٍ وَجَنَّةُ وَنَعِيمٌ. Says, look, there will be no fear, nothing that leads them to be afraid or to worry about, nothing but serenity, tranquility, peace of mind. Because they will be in the Jannah, the place of enjoyment and bliss. قَلْ هَذَا حَالُ الْمُتَّقِينَ. This is the case of the muttaqeen. And then he mentioned the ayah in Surah Az-Zukhruf, ayah 67, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Al-akhillau yawma'idhin ba'duhum li ba'din adu illa al-muttaqeen. Friends on that day will be foes one to another, be enemies one to another. Those who used to be friends in years for worldly gain and the like, they be enemies to one another on Yawm al-Qiyamah, except who? Al-Muttaqoon. قَالْ فَلِهَذَا يَا عَبْدَ اللَّهِ ابْحَثْ عَنِ الْخَلِيلِ الْمُؤْمِنِ يُسَاعِدُكَ عَلَى طَاعَةِ اللَّهِ. So now you have to search for that friend who is a believer in truth. You want a friend? Choose the believing friend. Because this is the one who's going to help you to stay upon obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the friend, the believing friend, who upon belief, upon iman, he will help you and assist you upon obedience, to stay obedient to Allah. وَيُحَفِّزُكَ عَلَى الْخَيْرِ, will encourage you to achieve good. وَيُحَذِّرُكَ مِنَ الشَّرِّ. This is a friend. He always call you and invite you to what is good for you in this life and the hereafter. And he warn you against evil and what leads to evil. That's a good friend. وَلَا تَنَالُ مِنْهُ إِلَّا الْخَيْرِ. This is the person you want to look for to take as a friend. He has iman and taqwa. Because nothing will come to you from such a person except but good. قَالْ كَمَا فِي الْمَثَلِ الَّذِي ضَرَبَهُ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. As in the example that was set for us by the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, When he mentioned in the sound hadith, إِنَّمَا مَثَلُ الْجَلِيسِ الصَّالِحِ وَجَلِيسِ السُّوءِ كَحَامِلِ الْمِسْكِ وَنَافِخِ الْكِيرِ. Verily the example of a righteous companion and a wicked one and an evil companion is like حَامِلِ الْمِسْكِ, the person who sells fragrance and perfumes. That's the example of a good companion. As the example of an evil and a wicked companion is the blacksmith, the person who works around the fire and smoke. قال فحامل المسك إما أن يحذيك أي يهديك يعطيك هدية وإما أن تبتاع منه يعني تشتري منه عطرا وإما أن تجد منه ريحا طيبة. Sheikh says, as for the Prophet ﷺ says, as for the person who sells fragrance and perfumes, being around such a person in his companion, being in his company, whether he himself give you a gift, and what he gonna give you, something nice, smells good, or you may buy and steal you buy something that is good. If he doesn't give you anything and you don't buy anything, you smell good because you're in a nice place. قال إما أن يعطيك هدية وإما تشتري منه الطيب وإما أن تجد منه رائحة طيبة رائحة طيبة فأنت في خير وفي سلام منه. Being around this person, you're in peace and you're in good. هذا الرجل الصالح مثل حامل المسك. So a righteous companion, a righteous person that you be in his taking him as a friend and you spend time with, be in their company, is like in the example in this hadith, like the person who has fragrance. هذا حاله ما تجد منه إلا الخير لا يضيرك أبدا. A righteous friend and a companion, this is his example. You will see nothing and you get nothing from such a person, nothing but good. He will never ever harm you in any way. تجد منه العلم والنصيحة. You will find from him knowledge. Constantly reminding you, giving you, listen to this, read this, come here, let's do this. Did you finish this? And the nasiha, the sincere advice. تجد منه التوجيه إلى الخير. He constantly guide you to that which is good for you. والتوجيه إلى البر وإلى الإحسان. He's constantly calling you to that which is good and to that which perfect, good from إحسان. وأمرك بالمعروف ونهيك عن المنكر. He always command you with good and forbid you from falling into evil. لا تجد منه إلا ما ينفعك. This is a good and righteous companion. You will find from it, you didn't hear nothing from it, from him, or see anything but that which is beneficial for you. لكن الشرير جليس السوء. As for the evil companion, the wicked one, مثله كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم ونافخ الكير إما أن يحرق ثيابك وإما أن تجد ريحا خبيثة. The evil companion or the evil friend is as the Prophet ﷺ has mentioned in the same hadith. It's like the example of نافخ الكير, the blacksmith. They works around fire. If a person hang around this blacksmith while he's doing his work, whether his garments catch in fire, if he's safe from that, what's going to happen? Huh? You'll find a bad smell. Okay? Bad smell from all those things that are burning. Okay? قال لا بد من الأذى. سبحان الله. Sheikh Rabi'i says, from this hadith, hanging around the evil ones, you got to be harmed. You got to be harmed in one way or the other. إما أن يورطك في المشاكل وتغوص معه في الضلالات والبلايا والشهوات والفتن. He says, hanging around the wrong person, the evil person, the corrupt person, the wicked person, how he's going to harm you? Whether by pull you in towards his end. All problems, calamities. So you will sink in the misguidance that he's sinking in. All the trials and tribulations, and on top of that, lusts and fitan and trials. You see? وَإِمَّا أَن تَتَغَيَّرَ أَخْلَاقُكُ. He says, even if you don't get into these problems and dalal and fitan, being around such a person will have impact on your manners and behaviors. As they say, as-sahib, sahib, friend always pull you. He's like, what they call it?
Magnet.
Magnet with what? With marrow.
Naam.
فَيُصِيبُكَ شَيْءٌ مِّن شَرِّهِ. Even if a person doesn't fall into the same thing and the calamities and the misguidance and the trials and tribulations and the evil that that person is upon, still will have an impact on a person's manners and behavior. So no doubt, some of the evil that he's upon will touch you and befall you. قَالْ فَهَذَا الْحَدِيثِ, meaning the hadith that we just mentioned, the example of the Prophet ﷺ said for the good companion and the evil companion. وَالْآيَةَ الَّتِي قَبْلَهُ, and the ayah that came before it, the ayah of the Zukhruf, ayah 67. تَحُثُّ الْمُؤْمِنَ أَنْ يَبْحَثَ عَنِ الْأَخْدَانِ وَالْأَخِلَّاءَ الْمُخْلِصِينَ الصَّادِقِينَ. Both in the hadith and the ayah before it, they incite the believer to carefully choose and select from the people, and he takes as friends the righteous, those who are sincere with Allah, those who are truthful, as-sadiqeen. الَّذِينَ يَتَعَاوَنُونَ مَعَهُ عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى. Those who they will help him and assist him as he will help them and assist them, and therefore they will help and assist one another upon birr and taqwa, upon all types of good. وَلَا يَتَعَاوَنُونَ مَعَهُ عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ. He's righteous and sincere and truthful in their iman, truthful in their obedience, truthful in their taqwa and what they claim they are upon, truthful in their salafiyah, truthful in their manhaj they are upon. They will never ever take a part of any evil, not alone to help and assist anyone else upon that evil and transgression. قال كما ذكر الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم في المثل الذي سقناه لكم حال الرجل الصالح وحال الرجل السوء. Said, as we mentioned to you, and it is clear, displayed clearly in the example that the Prophet ﷺ has set for, and we mentioned to you the example of a righteous companion and an evil one. قال فهؤلاء الأخلاء حالهم يوم القيامة كما قال الله عز وجل. Once again the Shaykh, he says, these people who they used to be friends in this life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned to us from their affairs in the Quran. The Shaykh, he mentioned the ayat from Surah Al-Furqan, from the ayat 27 to 29. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى وَيَوْمَ يَعَضُّ الظَّالِمُ عَلَى يَدَيْهِ يَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي اتَّخَذْتُ مَعَ الرَّسُولِ سَبِيلًا يَا وَيْلَتَى لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أَتَّخِذْ فُلَانًا خَلِيلًا لَقَدْ أَضَلَّنِي عَنِ الذِّكْرِ بَعْدَ إِذْ جَاءَنِي وَكَانَ الشَّيْطَانُ لِلْإِنسَانِ خَذُولًا. And remember the day when the zalim, the wrongdoer, the oppressor, the apolytheist, will bite at his hands. He will say, oh, would that I had taken a path with the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Oh, woe to me, would that I had never taken so-and-so as a khalil, as an intimate friend. He indeed led me astray from the reminder, the Qur'an, after it had come to me. And shaitan, Satan, is to man ever a deserter in the hour of need. In the hour of need. وَقَالَ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ قال الشيخ والعياذ بالله من هذه الحال ما هناك إلا الحسرات ما هناك إلا البراء يومئذ بعضهم من بعض. He said we seek refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from beings in such case. These are the people who they used to be friends on other things in this life, but on Yawm al-Qiyamah they will have nothing but grief and sorrow and regret, and they will free themselves one from another. And also as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about his Khalil Ibrahim alayhi salam, mundiran qawma, when he warned his people, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Surah Al-Ankabut, قَالَ اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى وَقَالَ إِنَّمَا اتَّخَذْتُمْ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ أَوْثَانًا أَوْثَانًا مَوَدَّةَ بَيْنِكُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا ثُمَّ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ يَكْفُرُ بَعْضُكُمْ بِبَعْضٍ وَيَلْعَنُ بَعْضُكُمْ بَعْضًا وَمَأْوَاكُمُ النَّارُ وَمَا لَكُمْ مِنْ نَاصِرِينَ. The ayah 25 of Surah Al-Ankabut. And Ibrahim alayhi salam said, you have taken for worship idols instead of Allah. The love between you is only in the life of this world. But on the day of resurrection, you shall disown each other and curse each other, and your abode will be the fire, and you shall have no helper. وقال عز وجل أيضا في سورة الأحزاب. Sheikh mentioned also the ayat 67 and 68 in Surah Al-Ahzab. قال عز وجل مخبرنا عن أهل النار. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informing us about the affairs of the people who are the inhabitants of the hellfire.
وقالوا ربنا إنا أطعنا سادتنا وكبراءنا فأضلونا السبيلا. ربنا آتهم ضعفين من العذاب والعنهم لَعْنًا كَبِيرًا.
The people of the hellfire, they will say, our Lord, verily we obeyed our chiefs and our great ones, and they misled us from the right way, from the right path. Those who they follow, these big shots. Huh? They think, no, man, I follow my sheikh. You gotta follow the haqq. If your sheikh is upon the haqq, follow the sheikh because he's upon the haqq, because now you're not following him for his person. But if that sheikh is following something else, you're going to follow him? He's not going to help. Because now that's what happened. The people of the fire, they say, and they will say, our Lord, verily we obeyed our chiefs and our great ones, and they misled us from the right way. Our Lord, give them double torment. So look what they're going to say now. They used to love them in this life. That's my sheikh, that's Mawlana, that's my big man. They were fighting for them in this life. Like the Sufis do these days. The Sufis and those who they go to extreme in some madhahib, even though you bring them the sunnah, they're like, no, I'm Hanafi, I'm Shafi'i, I'm Hanbali, I'm this, I'm that, I'm Maliki. And they, most of them, they even lie on these imams. Because this a'imma, all of them, they say, in one way or the other, the wordings may be different, but they all of them call the people, look, follow us as long as we follow the truth. If you find us in any of our statements, we oppose the sunnah when it came to you, forget about what we say, adhere to what? The sunnah. Now you find the muta'assib, a fanatic, Hanafi for example, or Maliki or Shafi'i for example, and then you tell them, Akhi, the sunnah, the Prophet said, they said, no, no, I'm Hanafi. Akhi, I'm not telling you something else. I'm telling you the sunnah. Prophet Hadith in Sahih Bukhari, Sahih Muslim. They still say, no, man, we're Hanafi. That's it. Like the example that some of the ulama, they mentioned of this imam of this masjid. He was a fanatic, extreme fanatic for the Hanafi madhab. Okay? And this is not good. You take from the Hanafi madhab that which is good for you, that which is agreed with the haqq. But if there is anything in their books that opposes the sunnah, opposes what the sahaba they were upon, you leave it alone. This imam, he is fanatic to the madhab of Abu Hanifa, called toward this, that. He was conducting a marriage. As Sheikh Sulaiman al-Ruhayli, Hafidhullah Ta'ala, mentioned this in one of his classes. He was conducting a nikah.
a marriage. A young man is getting married in his masjid. So they're like, okay. Then this imam said to the young man, all right, says, قَبِلْتُ الزَّوَاجَ بِفُلَانَ عَلَى مَذْهَبْ أَبِي حَنِيفَةً. Say, I agree to marry so-and-so upon the madhab of Abu Hanifa. The young man says, I accept to marry so-and-so. And he didn't say upon the madhab of Abu Hanifa. Then the man, the imam says, say upon the madhab of Abu Hanifa. He says, no, I don't have to. He says, you have to. He says, no, I don't have to. What's going to happen? He says, your marriage is not valid. If you don't say upon the madhab of Abu Hanifa, your marriage is not valid. Subhanallah. But this young man is smart. Allah gave him tawfiq. He says, can I ask you a question, Imam? He said, go ahead. He says, Abu Hanifa's father, what makes his marriage valid? Huh? Was he on the madhab of his son that he didn't even have? You see how it is. He said, okay, tell me now, Abu Hanifa's father, what made his marriage valid? And before that, what made the marriage of the Sahaba valid? But this is ta'assub, ya akhwan. Fanatics, people, they don't even know what they're talking about. Ala ayin. These are people in Yawm al-Qiyamah. Look, Allah tells us about the people of the fire. Now, they used to want to do anything to support their leaders who are upon the falsehood, calling them to falsehood. You cannot say nothing to them or about them. They want to fight you. What are they going to say in Yawm al-Qiyamah? Our Lord, give them double torment and curse them with a mighty curse. Subhanallah. Because now they know the haqq. Aynah. So that's why when we see certain people, they are afflicted with bid'ah, innovations, blindly following people and hizbiyat, partisanship and the like, then we have to remind them of these ayats. Remind them of the statements of this noble sheikh who wants good for the people, who wants good for them. Tell them, these people you're following them, they're calling you to away from the path of Allah. So look what's going to happen. I don't want you to be from those who they will ask Allah to increase those people that they love right now to. You don't want to be cursing them when they will be with them. They're not cursing them from the Jannah. نسأل الله السلام والعافية. قال الشيخ ربيع حفظه الله: هؤلاء قرناء السوء. هذه عاقبة مصاحبة أهل الشر وأهل السوء وأهل الضلال وأهل البدع وأهل الكفر والكبر والطغيان. هذا مآلهم. He says this is the end of hanging around and taking as close friends the evil ones, the wicked ones, the people of evil, the people who are upon misguidance, upon falsehood, the people of innovation. Yet he find a Muslim take as friends the kuffar, subhanAllah. He's a Muslim, but he has his main friends are what? Kuffar. Hanging with arrogance, transgressors. They have nothing. They don't know what's halal from haram, and that's his friends. SubhanAllah. What's he going to benefit from them? He says, look, that's what's going to lead them to. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. They will free themselves from them in a day when it will be no benefit for them. On يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَ وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. They have to make the change in this life. They have to free themselves from the evil and the wicked companions and friends in this life and be with those who they are upon Tawheed, upon the Sunnah, upon Manhaj of As-Salaf, As-Salih. قال وكذلك مآل الذين تحابوا في الله. So the same way. There is an evil end for these people who they build their friendship on transgression, on disobedience, on lusts, on falsehood, on innovations, and the like. That's their end, a wicked and an evil end. We seek refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from such thing. But likewise, those who they are friends for the sake of Allah, for the love of Allah, they love one another for the sake of Allah. He says, as you know, dear end, Allah has mentioned to us in the Quran, also in the Sunnah, from them, he said, وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ قَوْلَ الرَّسُولَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. You know the statement of the Messenger of Allah sallam, سَبْعَةٌ يُظِلُّهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي ظِلِّهِ. Seven type of people, Allah will admit them in His shade. يَوْمَ لَا ظِلَّ إِلَّا ظِلُّهُ. The day when there will be no shade except for that shade. Except for His, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who are these people? الْإِمَامُ الْعَادِلُ. A just ruler. وَشَابٌ نَشَأَ فِي عِبَادِ اللَّهِ. سبحان الله يا أخي. A young man who spent his youth upon obedience. Not like some young man, I'm only 16, 15, 17. I gotta do what I'm gonna do. I gotta live my life. I'm gonna have fun. Once we are given 40, inshallah, I can come in the masjid. Who told you that you're gonna be 40? Who told you you're gonna be 40, man? Huh? Some kids are like this. Even when one of them, he wants to be righteous. Some of the children, yes, by example, they used to be good in the masjid, calling the adhan, memorizing Quran, mutun, mashallah, everybody said, I want my children to be like him. That's when he was like 4 until 16. Turn 15, 16, he's out, he's gone. Friends, he be angry with people. Tell her, Kahi, mashallah, you memorize Quran. Mashallah, you have a lot of iman in you. Just come have some fun, man, you know. And they'd be taking him a little bit at a time, further away from the masjid, further away from Quran, further away from the classes, circle of knowledge, further away from the good people that attend the classes and the salat. Taking him where? To the streets. Well, who are you going to see in the streets? Fogs. And especially we live in these streets. What do you think they're going to see in the streets? Especially in shady streets. You think they're going to take him some nice, clean streets? You think they're going to go cut grass? They're going to take him to shady places. From one friend to another, from one group to another, and before you know it, subhanAllah, they're gone. May Allah bring back those children, because we know some of them. That they've been good when they were 9 and 10 and 11, 12, 13, 14, Quran, memorize Quran. Some of them used to lead Taraweeh. Now they're on drugs. Some are in jail. Allah al-Musta'an. But we want that Sheb who's still young now, you're still 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, listen to this. You're 16, 17, you're still a young, 19, 20, 21, 23, 30, you're still a young person. Listen to this. This is the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he says, you will be admitted in the shade of Allah, from the mercy of Allah. This is a special treatment for these people from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? It has nothing to do with their country of citizenship. It has to do with what? شَابٌ نَشَأَ فِي عِبَادَةِ اللَّهِ. That person, he's a young person, spend his youth upon obedience. He could go on the other side of whatever and do whatever he wants to do like his peers are doing. He's like, this hadith, subhanAllah, I want to be in the shade. وَرَجُلٌ قَلْبُهُ مُعَلَّقٌ فِي الْمَسَاجِدِ. Who is another person that will be admitted in the shade of Allah? A man whose heart is attached to the houses of Allah. He always want to be in the masjid. This doesn't mean that he's going to quit his job, neglect his family and camp in the masjid. Nah. This is a man, he takes care of his business, his responsibilities, but his heart is in the masjid. He feels in serenity, tranquility, peace when he's in the house of Allah. That's it. That's the main place. Got nothing to do? Go early in the masjid. Come 1 hour, 2 hours before the adhan. Pray, sunnah, read the Quran, remember Allah. Read a book of Tawheed, of Seerah. Finish that, whatever he wants to do in a masjid. His heart is attached to the masjid. وَرَجُلَانِ تَحَابَّ فِي اللَّهِ شَاهِدْ اجْتَمَعَ عَلَى ذَلِكُ وَتَفَرَّقَ عَلِيهِ. And here is the shahid, the reference, point of reference. He says, and two men, they love one another for the sake of Allah. They're not there for money or for positions, or for fame, or for... Not none of this. He loves somebody because he's righteous, he's truthful, sincere, He wants to make it to the Jannah, save himself from the fire, and love him for that. Because this is a person who loves Allah and loves his Messenger. That's what brings them together, love of Allah. And when they separate, upon the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قال بهذه المحبة في الله تجتمع مع صاحبك على هذه المحبة وتفترقان عليها من أسباب هذه المنزلة العظيمة عند الله سبحانه وتعالى يظلك الله في ظله يوم لا ظل إلا ظله. نعم, what it means here, this is what is a true love for the sake of Allah. That you love a person, your companion. This love that you display it when you are together and when you are not together. This is one of the great means that lead you to this great, to benefit from this great favor of Allah and this great blessing of Allah, that you be admitted in the shade of Allah in a day there will be no shade except for His shade, subhanahu wa ta'ala. In what day? فِي الْيَوْمِ الَّذِي تَدْنُو فِيهِ الشَّمْسِ حَتَّى مَا يَكُونُ بَيْنَهَا وَبَيْنَ النَّاسِ إِلَّا مِقْدَارُ مِيلٍ. سواء كان مقدار الميل بالمساحة المعروفة أو ميل المكحلة وكل ذلك لا يطاق. He says, when this shade you benefit? He says, in a day, in يوم القيامة, when the sun draw near to the people, so much so that it will be nothing between it and them except the distance of a mile. He says, whether this mile, the distance that is known to us, or also it is, this meal could be the tool that the woman used to get the kuhl, you know, the kuhl, that little stick. He says, whether it be this case or the other, who can bear such thing? The sun be close to you. You know how much the sun is far from us? Who knows? Rukasha, you study that in the science, Zaid? Not yet? No chapter? Naam Ibrahim? What they say now, what they say, Allahu A'lam bil Haqiqa, Allah knows the truth, but what they say, how far is the sun from the earth? 93 million? 150 million. Kilometers away. La ilaha illallah. 150 million. That's a lot. That's something that you can't even register in your mind. But now it's going to be 1 mile. The length of a mile, that's it. وَذَلِكَ مَوْقِفٌ رَهِيبٌ يَتَمَنَّ النَّاسُ الْخَلَاصَ مِنْهُ وَلَوْ إِلَى النَّارِ. This is a terrifying situation. We ask Allah to protect us. So much so, it's so hard that day that the people, they will ask, turn to the messengers and the prophets to intercede on their behalf, with Allah. So even if they go to the hellfire, subhanAllah, they can't take standing in that day and the sun is close to them. يذهبون إلى الأنبياء عليهم الصلاة والسلام ليشفعوا لهم لينقذوهم من هذا الموقف في هذا اليوم الرهيب. People, they turn to the prophets, beg them to intercede on their behalf, so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect them from this, take them out from this waiting where in the sun, and the sun is right above their heads in this very difficult moments indeed. وصاحب الخلة في الله والمحبة فيه يتمتع بهذا النعيم. But the one who was truthful in this dunya, when he loved that person, he loved him for the sake of Allah. He chose carefully whom he loved. He loved the muttaqun, the righteous. He don't love the people who have money because they may, just in case they may give me some. Now he loved the people of taqwa, regardless they rich or they poor, not on material things. Nowadays my people speak my language, I gotta stick with my people. Nah, he loves the people of iman, of taqwa. The people are obedient, upon obedience to Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. People are going through these agonies, these difficulties, this struggle. This person, mashallah, is in na'im. This person who love one another for the sake of Allah, they're in the bliss. يُذِلُّهُ اللَّهُ فِي ذِلِّ عَرْشِهِ يَوْمَ لَا ذِلَّ إِلَّا ذِلُّهُ. People are going through these agonies, this hardship. This person, mashallah, Allah saved them from that. Once again, because they made the right choice in this life. They chose carefully who they want to be with and who they love, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قَالْ فَلْيَحْرِسِ الْمُؤْمِنْ عَلَىٰ أَنْ يَكُونَ مُتَّقِيًا وَأَنْ لَا يُصَاحِبَ إِلَّا الْأَتْقِيَاءِ. So the person, the believer, should be diligent, careful to be himself a muttaqi, to fulfill the taqwa himself, and then choose carefully to be amongst and around the atqiya, the pious and the righteous. الذين يساعدونه أن يقوم بمقتضيات هذه التقوى التي تؤهله لأن يكون محمودا عند الله تبارك وتعالى. He chose carefully the muttaqun, the righteous, the pious, the true believers, because they're the one that are going to help him to achieve the taqwa and to stick on it and to be steadfast on the path of taqwa, which qualifies such a person to be praised by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah be pleased with such a person. يُطْفِي عَلَيْهِ مِثْلِ هَذِهِ الصِّفَاتِ. That Allah will shower him with such good qualities in Yawm al-Qiyamah. وَيَشْهَدُ لَهُ بِمِثْلِ هَذِهِ الصِّفَاتِ وَيَرْصُدُ وَيَعُدُّ لَهُ هَذَا الْجَزَاءِ الْعَظِيمِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. So that this person will be from those people who these many, many good qualities that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned and inform us in the Qur'an about the qualities of the muttaqun. Many in the ayats in the Qur'an. Sheikh says, when you read the Qur'an, you have to read with contemplation, with reflection. The Qur'an was revealed so that we read it, not for barakah, for blessings. Then he says, for to understand it, and you apply it in your life. And he mentioned before, like I told you, this is only, I chose for you this part of the talk, about choosing carefully who your friends are. He mentioned the Shaykh that the Sahaba Ridwanullahi alayhim, they didn't pass 10 ayats. They weren't concerned, memorize. They didn't pass 10 ayats until they memorized them, they understand the fiqh in them, and put them to practice. So they learned memorization with understanding and application in the same time. Shaykh, he said, unlike people memorize the whole Qur'an, but still commit shirk. They read ayats of shirk, but they still commit shirk. There is so many ayats that calls to taqwa, they are doing something else. Many ayats that call and command with beautiful manners, they do the opposite. And they memorize the whole book, but they didn't understand what it is. The Shaykh said, "Naam, you have to be a righteous yourself, and how are you going to keep yourself be steadfast by being around the righteous people? Who are they going to help you to stay on that path? Not those who are going to pull you, try to pull you away from it. Oh, you're a righteous, akhi, you've done enough. Come on, man, now you have to, come on, you gotta breathe now, man. You, come on, gotta have some fun. Come on, all these years, akhi, Qur'an, masjid, mutun, mashallah, alhamdulillah. We wish if we did one little bit of what you did. Now it's time for you to relax. It's time for you to chillax. No, it's not the case. They want to take you away from the path of Allah. You want to relax? Come early and read some Qur'an. Relax in the house of Allah. You want to relax? It's the heart that relax. You want to get some rest? The heart get rest. أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. Through the remembrance of Allah. Not somebody want to take a person away from the remembrance of Allah and still going to tell him now that you're going to relax. You ain't no relax. Because Allah tells us, وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِ فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكًا. Whoever turns away from my remembrance shall have nothing but a life of hardship. Nah. So the Sheikh, he says, for the person to have this quality that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran, praising his pious and truthful believing servants, and to enjoy and benefit from the great reward that Allah has prepared for them, then a person has to be serious and do what Allah has commanded and what His Messenger has commanded to the best of his ability. Stay away from the prohibitions. Be righteous, be truthful, be sincere. And you have to be careful also when you choose the friends, the people that you're going to spend time with. You're going to choose those people on what you are upon. They concern themselves. They're on the same page. They want to be righteous. They want to be on the path of Allah. They don't play games. Ayna. And the Shaykh, he says, أسأل الله تبارك وتعالى أن يجعلنا وإياكم من المتقين الذين يستحقون رضوان الله تبارك وتعالى. He said, I ask Allah تبارك وتعالى to make us anew from the متقين, those who deserve the ridwan and the pleasure of Allah. ويستحقون حسن الجزاء عنده, those who deserve to be treated nicely and kindly, and they benefit from the great reward that Allah has prepared for them with Him. قال وكما بدأت ليس القصد كثر الكلام. As I mentioned before, the Shaykh, he says, and began this talk, he says, it's not how much a person can say, ولكن القصد يا إخوة أن نحرص أن نكون متقين حقا. It's not just too much talk about taqwa, taqwa, taqwa. So rather we have to be diligent, that we have to display the taqwa, to be muttaqoon in reality. قال ولا يحصل هذا بالادعاءات. أنا مسلم, أنا صالح. So this was not going to happen by claims. People claim he's a righteous. He claim he's a Muslim and he's righteous. No, it's not the case. We're going to continue after the adhan, inshallah.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
So the Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى, our noble Shaykh, Shaykh Rabi'i, says, you gotta be truthful. You're Muslim, be true Muslim. You know the taqwa, you think you're righteous, but you have to be truthful. You should know that yourself, that you're doing what is supposed to do to be upon taqwa, upon righteousness. He said, some people, they claim, oh, Islam, taqwa, righteousness. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَكَ فِيكَ وَفِيكَ غَدِبْتُ وَأَنْتَ قَدْ تَكُونُ أَسْوَأَ حَالٍ مِمَّا تُوصَفُ بِهِ. So here's a person claim taqwa, but when he said to him, oh, listen, man, you this and this, he get angry. And he said, you may even have your case, actually, your situation may be worse than that these people said about you. قال فاكظم الغيظ واصبر واعفو عن الناس كما هي صفات المتقين. He said, when a person come and talk to you in a bad way or says something about you you don't like, he says, behave as the muttaqun behave. Repress the anger. Be patient. Rather, have afu, pardon the people, as it is the qualities of the muttaqun. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in Surah Ali Imran, وَسَارِعُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةٍ عَرْضُهَا السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضُ أُعِدَّتْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. نعم عكاشة هم من هم؟ لا أنت لست عكاشة. يصبر. أنت عكاشة كذلك؟ اسمك عكاشة؟ إسماعيل. تعرف الآية؟ الذين ينفقون في السراء والضراء. نعم زيد. أحسنت. والكاظمين الغيظ والعافين عن الناس والله يحب. نعم زيد. المحسنين. أحسنت بارك الله فيك. الله منشن these are the متقين. Who are they? Those who spend in the way of Allah in the times of adversity and in times of prosperity. And they repress anger and pardon men. And Allah loves the good doors. He said, this way we're going to act. قال أذكر أن رجلا تناول من حق جاره يحيى بن سعيد القطان. يحيى بن سعيد القطان is one of the great scholars of hadith. The contemporary scholars of Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal رحمه الله. He was a great scholar of hadith. Famous scholar. Respect. Heiba. Still the Shaykh says, this great man of hadith, this great alim and imam, he has a neighbor who used to harm him. Allahu Akbar. يقول لو أنت كذا وفيك كذا وكذا. When he see Yahya ibn Sa'id al-Qattan, this great imam, he said to him, oh, you're this and this and that. Falsely. What Yahya ibn Sa'id al-Qattan do? قال يبكي ويقول لو صدقت صدقت. Yahya ibn Sa'id al-Qattan began to cry and said to him, you're right, you're right. يقول لو أنت فيك كذا يقذفه. He said, he's saying something that is not even true. لا يقول له لا 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 هذا غير صحيح. يبكي ويقول صدقت صدقت. He says, Yahya ibn Sa'id al-Qattan, he doesn't say to him, listen man, what are you talking about? This is not right. No, he began to cry. I say, man, you're right. Subhanallah. قال والأمثلة كثيرة من تواضع السلف. واعترافهم بتقصيرهم وتمسكهم بالأخلاق الفاضلة والعقائد الصحيحة والأعمال الصالحة التي والله تصنفهم في صفوف خيار الأتقياء. Sheikh says, and as the examples from the Salaf are so many. The Salaf, in their modesty, and they know themselves. They know their shortcomings. Know who they are, and they know. They hold on firm and to the proper aqidah along with adorning themselves with the good manners of Islam. This akhlaq that Allah mentioned in the Quran. This sound creed and righteous actions and these great manners that put them in the ranks of the righteous. And the pious. Says the Sheikh, he says, people just want to get the Jannah. You just want the Jannah like that? And you get angry for nothing? Allah says, the Jannah that is as wide as the heavens and the earth is prepared for who? Those who spend. Person is stingy, don't want to spend anything. Still want the Jannah. These are people they spend when they have and we don't have. As Imam bin Sa'di, rahimahullah ta'ala, he says, they spend in adversity, even if they didn't need. They still take a little bit from what they have and give for the sake of Allah. That's ibadah. That's all they do. When they have more money, they spend more. When they have less, they don't say, look, I got nothing to give. No, they take a little bit of the little bit they have and still spend in the way of Allah. والكاظمين الغيظ. When people try to provoke them, when people try to, they lie at nothing. They don't get mad and angry like some people. They want to fight everybody after Jumu'ah. Some even fight in the masjid. curse everybody. Look, a'udhu billah, you're a Muslim, what? The statements, the foul language they use. This is not the way of Jannah, man. The Jannah is prepared for these people. These are their qualities. It is not for the liars, for the affakun, as the Shaykh he says. It's for the truthful. It's for the righteous. It's for the pious. Those who adorn themselves with these manners of Al-Islam. That is mentioned in the Quran and in the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Says, قال أسأل الله تبارك وتعالى يجعلنا جميعا من المتقين والمهتدين بهداه والراشدين لسبيله والطالبين لمرضاته والخائفين من لقائه والمستعدين بكل ما نستطيع للقاء الله على ما يرضي ربنا عز وجل ونسأل الله أن يحبب إلينا لقاءه إن ربنا لسميع الدعاء وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. Sheikh conclude by making a beautiful dua. He said, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us all from the muttaqeen and those who are guided through Him, through His favors and by His guidance. Those who are righteous and holding firm to His path. Those who constantly, whatever they do, whatever they say, they do it and say it to earn His pleasure subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those who are afraid from the meeting with their Lord. Those because of their fear, because they know how serious that day is, so they prepare for it. And they're serious, preparing for that day when they meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because they want to be from those people who Allah is pleased with them. He says, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make us from those who love to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They love to meet Allah on Yawm al-Qiyamah. He said, indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who answered the invocations. وصلى الله وسلم على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. I'd like to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first, so Allah was to share this with you. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant our Shaykh Al-Allama Rabi' ibn Hadi al-Madkhali the greatest reward for what he did, and he's still doing from these great efforts that for the Muslims, so they can be upright, be righteous, be on a path of righteousness. جزاكم الله خيرا وبارك الله فيكم وصلى الله وسلم على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا.